Welcome to CX Leadership Talks, where I, Nienke Bloem, CCXP, have a great conversation about gamification. Because do you recognize sometimes that it's more often than not really difficult to get true awareness on customer centricity in your organization? Not just with employees, but very much so with leaders. And that you need more activation, that you want people to act and not just talk about customers, but also that maybe your CX workshops are maybe a little bit too functional and boring. I don't know, but you'll find out during this episode. Today, I'm joined by the incredible Babs Asselberg. She's also a CCXP and she's a creative change maker and customer experience activator. Together, we dive into the fascinating world of CX gamification and of course, its impact on customer-centric workshops. We'll be exploring the development and success of our CX game. And by the way, it already reached all continents of our planet. It's a custom-designed board game that has revolutionized the way organizations approach customer experience, as well that we've brought it online. Expect the why, how, what of the CX game. And I also love how Bob shared that one participant said, what is usual for us could be a wow for a customer. And that is what the CX game can bring you. But it's, of course, a much richer conversation than just the CX game. Also expect practical tips to spice up your CX workshops using proven gamification techniques. I'm happy you joined me for this conversation. Enjoy it to the max.
In the age of the customer, many companies and organizations fall short in meeting the needs and wants of their customers, let alone exceeding them. And it's time to change that. Welcome to CX Leadership Talks. Our passion is to be a catalyst for you and your organization as a customer experience leader to help understand, design, and improve experiences across the entire customer journey and the customer lifetime. It's time to spice up your CX leadership, and we've got the pro who's going to talk you through it. This is CX Leadership Talks, and now your host, Nienke Bloem.
Welcome, Babs, to this podcast, to the CX Leadership Talks.
Thank you very much, Nienke, for inviting
me. Yeah. This is the first time I'm inviting my bestie business partner, because I also have another business partner with my masterclass, but today with our CX game. And let's always start with the way I ask my guests to introduce themselves. If you come into a room, how do you introduce yourself and your profession?
I am a creative change maker and customer experience activator. And what I do is helping employees, teams, and organizations to bring customer focus alive in a creative, interactive, and inspiring way, and to help them to think from a different perspective, to get a really good understanding of what customer focus is and how they have impact themselves on the customer experience. And yeah. I do that by designing and facilitating workshops. And the one I use the most is, of course, the customer experience game.
Yeah, this is a podcast about gamification. And I think it's interesting because you've got so much experience, not just in the gamification part, but especially in CX. When I look with the background you have in research, a real experienced and an authority in research. And I think the last how many years already in customer experience management, much more in the change aspect of it.
Almost 20 years in market research.
Yeah, and we've gotten to know each other also on a personal level, and I know how important creativity for you is. So if we dive a little bit deeper, because I think gamification, we come to that in a second for everyone who's listening, but let's talk about how important you think creativity is in business, and can you explain a little bit more about the concept?
Yeah, what I see is that, for example, you do your work daily, day in, day out, in the same way. And in the end, you don't see anymore what you are doing. And I think I can explain it the best on one quote. One of the participants of a workshop said to me at the end, she said, I now understand that what is usual for me could be a wow for a customer. So I think creativity helps on one way to open your eyes and to look from new perspective or different perspective as a child or the first day when you start your job. And on the other hand, it helps you to think in another way and to think of new ideas, how to improve yourself, how to improve your business, your processes, your services, etc. But I think you also want to know what creativity, isn't it?
Yes. And I think we sometimes forget, because of course we are as CX leaders, that's the audience of the podcast, we're often business delivering business value. And I think it's very important. but we also have that softer side that we need to embed in our practices. So yeah, explain to us creativity. You've made a study out of it.
Yes, sometimes it belongs to me. I'm creative since I was a child, but there are several. In that time, I was more the artistic creativity. That's what, when you say creativity, people always think of, yeah, because I can draw, I cannot paint or whatever. That's the artistic creativity.
Yeah.
You also have the everyday creativity. That's, for example, when you don't have water in your house or the internet broke down for one day.
Breaks, yeah.
You are thinking of some things what you can do. That's also creativity.
Yeah.
And then you have the intellectual one, and that's more the ability to come up with ideas and to solve problems. And that's what we are talking about. That's what we do in the customer experience game.
So we actually apply, we apply intellectual business creativity in a gamification way. But let's stick a little bit with the creativity, because where do you use creativity in your own life or business?
Yeah, what I said about since I was a child, I was very creative. I was always drawing, painting. I sew my own clothes when I was 13, 14, I think. And I didn't want to study. I didn't like it. But so I wanted to go to art school. But then I did that. But I understood it wasn't just the thing for me. I was still better in studying. So that's a long story, but I will keep it short. At the end, I did something else. And I think I was 9 when I got my first camera. I take pictures all my life. I've been always been drawing, that kind of things I had. And now since September, I am going to art school to study graphic arts. And I see very much similarities with CX, but I will write a blog about it. So I'm not going to explain that now. And I see in my work that all that creativity, what I do daily for myself, I use it, I need it also to think in a creative way in designing my workshops. And I think, I don't know what to say now.
That doesn't really matter. We'll just continue. No, that was like, how do you use it in a business and in your life? And I think you just explained it. And that's also, I think for the people that are listening, our native language is Dutch. And that is the normal language. But business-wise, we often speak English. And I think also looking at your progression you've made, when we started with the game, we're going to talk about that later, and the way that you were like, oops, English, I don't know. And now you've really taken it on, you learn, you study. It's something that you take seriously. And I really appreciate also that you want to be in this English podcast for our listeners. But let's dive and go to the power of gamification, because some people may know, some people may not know. But for me, when I look at my customer experience professional life, I say I always deliver CX in 3 ways. I do my speaking, large stages, can be in company. I have my education portfolio, the masterclasses open in company, my mastermind. And the third one is our game company, and we deliver game. But what is the history of the CX game? How did it come to life?
Back in 2016, I quit my job and I was just thinking, what can I do? And we know each other from when I worked at Blau Research and you at KPN. And we had contact. I don't know at what moment exactly, but I know the question you asked to me. And that was that you said, I'm looking for a workshop. Can you help me to design it? Because when I have a keynote, I'm often asked to also to deliver a workshop in a breakout. And I don't want to do that in the normal way.
Traditional way.
Fancy, traditional. Yeah. I want something else. And you are creative, so please, can you help me? That was the first question. I know. That was, I think, 8 years ago.
8 years ago?
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that that question came up to me because I was in Australia for a large keynote. And I remember that in the back of the room, and I did my keynote, I did my workshop, and there were 2 people in the back of the room working on their laptops, which of course I can understand, even though my workshops, I think, are really great. I get high rates, but I really didn't like that not everybody was engaged. And I wanted to find a way that everybody would be engaged, just because it was designed in a way that everybody had to engage, because I understand that not everybody is wanting to go to a workshop on customer centricity, even if your boss have thought it or it's part of a leadership, you're like, I don't know. And
especially
that is for me, I
went
on an event and people have work to do. Yeah. And customers often not part of the work. So I think that is how it started. And then what did we do? How did we go about?
Yeah, I think that was something in April or May or whatever. And then in the summer, we started to talk about what could we do. And then we didn't know each other that well at that time.
No.
And then we learned that we both love games privately. And talking about, I had designed games before, so I knew what the effect was. And so by talking and trying and thinking, I think we thought of all kinds of different ways, but in the end, every time we came back to, we want to design a game.
Yeah.
And so that's where it started. So we designed it. And I think when we decided it will be a game, we are going to do that, I think we had it in half an hour or something.
Yeah, we created it. And then we were like, this is the concept. And then I think we found a designer, which we're really still really happy of. It's Ellen de Bruin. She created the whole design of the game and the logos. Yeah. And I think it's still very fresh. She, by the way, got really famous because of her child books of the city of Utrecht. And she's done so many designs. So we were a little bit early with her. So we got very lucky in that. But and then I also remember that the first game that we had it printed on canvas. So for the people that are listening, let's first dive a little bit deeper into the concept of the game so people can envision it a little bit more. So if you explain the concept of the game, like what does it look like?
It's a board game. So it's not.
Yeah, it's a large board.
Well, it's a large board game. It's the traditional board. The first one is 1 by 1.5 meter. It was a canvas in the beginning, but it's not easy to travel with.
And if you put like a glass of water on it, you had stains, and it was not real easy. So then we tried out, and I think by accident I ordered one on flag material, and that was actually a brilliant move. So now it's like a tablecloth. You put it on the table, and the people sit around it. And it's, I think it's very important. Yeah. It's not something you can order in a box. It's a facilitated game. So explain the concept of it. How long does it take to play it?
It takes 2 to 3 hours in the traditional way, because 9 to 20 people maximum. Divided in 4 teams.
Yeah.
We like the fact that they are in small groups because the interaction is the most important part of the game, that they interact with each other in small teams, and later on they share the answers of the assignments together with each other. And there are 3 main topics in the customer experience game. One of them, the first one, is voice of the customer. So that's everything about your customer, knowing, acknowledge, and what's the third one?
Remember research.
And that you really get a good understanding of who your customer is, what their wishes, their needs are, with what they are satisfied and unsatisfied, and that you share all those insights with each other in all your company, not only with the people who have customer contact. The second is brand delivery in the customer journey. That's all about your brand, who you are, your purpose, your why, or whatever you call that, about your culture. And how bring that
also, and not just only the brand. So it's not just for people that are working in commercial organizations, but also what is your desired customer experience? So could also, we also play it in like public governmental organizations.
Yeah, it is. It's also about your values, your customer promises, and how you be consistent in all steps of the customer journey. And the last part is employee ambassadorship. And that's the all about the employees, how you work together, how you are facilitated to give the best customer experience to your customers. It's about leadership, about celebrating successes, but also seeing successes because lots of things aren't seen anymore. And how you work together, about appointments together, what you need to do to deliver that great experience. Those 3 topics, around those 3 topics, we tailor the questions to each situation. Because what we want is that people get activated, and that's only possible when you tailor those assignments. So we start with an intake, and based on that, we tailor those assignments to the situation based on the needs, desired results, the target group, the participants, the customers, etc.
Yeah.
And then we are going to...
But to make a little summary. So a customer asks us to host a game, or it's an in-company, we get to back that later. It's a 2-hour to 3-hour concept. We put the tablecloth in. There's about between 8 and maximum of 20. That is truly the maximum, often like 16 yeah. people. There are 4 teams maximum playing together against each other. And they're learning together around these 3 topics that we have created together with our customer, or that we've tailored together with the trainers that in the company. That and by that way, the participants, they all need to play. So I think the interesting thing is that the participants really all engage during these challenges that they get. It's fun. It's fast. What I've learned is that the learning is in between, because everybody plays. Yeah. And of course, there's always a winning team. But for us, and especially the people that are listening, it is not about the team that wins. The winning happens during the game. And that is why I really love it. And that's why we also have seen it's been really valued as a serious game. They've played it at many organizations. So let's to you learn. And then afterwards, we can still do a workshop where we can go either friction hunting or go problem solving or go on a leadership journey. There are different routes, right? So what sort of clients do we as Blommaberg, that is our game CX game company, what kind of clients have come to us?
We have 2 types, I think. We have partnerships with customer experience consultants.
Yeah.
That's on one part. They have the license to use the customer experience game in their practice and sell it to their customers. And we have, I want to say corporate clients, but we also work with government. So that's a huge differentiator, because we work also for the government. We work for all kinds of commercial companies. And within all levels of the organization. So we have leadership sessions, but we also, yesterday I had supervisors of an operational team, but sometimes we also have the employees from the customer contact center. So it doesn't matter what kind of employees we have in those games, because we also tailor the assignments also to their needs and to the language they use. Yeah. So the assignments are different for a leadership session or one with employees from a contact center, for example.
Yeah, and I think that's really great, because we tailor it. And that's also why people always like, whoa, it would be great to have this in a box. But we've decided to make it a facilitated game, because what we see is that people take shortcuts. We're just the easy people. We want to have a lazy life. And that's what we see when people play a game themselves. They take shortcuts. They make it. And it needs to be facilitated also, because that's where the learning and the challenge is, I think. So that's why we made this decision. Of course, there's great board games that you can buy, but we believe that there's more learning and more results if you do it this way. So what kind of versions do we have? Because we have the partnerships, and that's really great. We have partners in Oman, in the UK, building out Mexico, of course, the Netherlands. We had one in Australia, Belgium, yes. So there's really great partnerships. And we have the corporate clients, and whether they're government or B2B, and we have those all around the world, from Magital Foodtime to Holiday Inn, just facilitated with Brother International, played with Fatboy, maybe, for the people that know it.
Yeah.
Berg Toys. There's so many great companies that we've seen. But how do we deliver it? Because there are several concepts that we have. We have the one-off that we're hired for an event, and we have the train the trainer. Can you explain the difference between the one-off and the trainer?
So the one-off is, for example, one day you have a company event or a team event, and then you hire us and we play one game at that time. And then afterwards we have a reflection call to talk about what they can do, what they have learned, so that they have an action plan and ideas how to take the next step. And then most of the times it ends there. And we have a trainer. And that's a really great concept, because what we do is that's for CX teams or CX leaders, and they can buy the game, the license, for 2 years. So they have their own game in their toolbox, and they use it to, for example, to gain awareness, but also to bring their customer strategy alive, or their customer promises, their customer compass, whatever, depends a little bit on the customers. And then what we do is that we train a minimum of 2 facilitators to facilitate, we learn them to facilitate the game. We tailor a program with them. So we tailor a set of assignments together with them. We help them to facilitate. And we do that. The training is fixed only 1 day. But because, and then afterwards, we also have some reflection calls. But what we want is that those facilitators are also, most of the time, they are experienced in facilitating and they are experienced in CX. Because what you earlier said, it's not about answering the questions and doing the assignments. It's also leading the discussion and have interaction about it and reflect on it as a facilitator to help them and learn them from our own experience with other companies, but also from the theory we know what we have learned about.
Yeah, what I think is amazing about the trainer, which is also our focus point and which I think where is also our growth potential, because there's so many CX teams that come to a level where they need to have a team workshop. And they, of course, can design it themselves, but then often they fall into boring workshops. Let's be honest, the most CX workshops, they're functional, but they miss that level of excitement. And so we find more and more CX teams that come to us that want to learn and get the license, and we tailor it together. From the Dutch tax offices to insurance organization to travel, like Holiday Inn, but commercial teams. And I think it's crazy. Can you share a company that maybe successfully implemented gamification as in the trainer in a CX training? I know that my listeners love these examples. Real life, how did they do it? What was the result?
Yeah, we have several. You can find on YouTube and on our website. And I took the one...
I'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, and the last podcast was, I think, with Martijn van der Berg from PGB.
Yeah, from
they also
PGB,
a little bit about it. But I want to spotlight DLL because they were, I think, one of the first, we are now in the phase of renewing for the second time. So I thought maybe I'm mentioning them, and they used the game in several ways. So not only one, but in several. One was open registrations. So they say, okay, we as a CX team have this game. And if you want to have a team event with your team, come and play. They also has it. And then the open registration, now say that was team building, of course. They have team building exercises with teams.
Yeah.
They have open registrations. And that was really good for the multidisciplinary. So you don't have to play it with your own team. You can also play it with all kinds of people around your company. And they use it as an onboarding activity. So for new people to learn them what their CX strategy is, and also to let them share their experience from other former companies where they worked. And what they learned were a couple of things. It connects people, especially when you work with multidisciplinary teams. So you break down the silos and they see that they are not only the one who are working for the customers, that they say need to work together. And what they say was the game helped them to make CX more concrete and what it means for everyone individual. And I think you said it before, when most workshops are more functional and in the CX game, it touched also the emotional side of CX. And to learn more in the fun and creative way, learn them to look from a different perspective and to dive more deeper than just talking about it.
Yeah.
And the interaction with each other, because what I see and you probably also see is that people do not talk about customers and customer experience in their teams. It's internal talk. And when we play these six games, sometimes it's the first time they talk about customers and customer experience and they learn a lot from each other. So that was the main thing at DLL they learned, but also they learned also that it's not only about talking, because that was also one of the reasons I remember why we want to have this game, the workshop as a game, because they are talking a lot. And this game helps also to understand that it's acting, that you have to go to do, that you have to start with working on the ideas and the actions which derive from the game.
Yeah,
and maybe
it's really action-driven.
Action-driven, not only for the team, but also on a personal level. Because at the end of a game, every member is writing down their insights and their own action point. What are you going to do starting tomorrow? Yeah. And what we also do is with the CX game is learning them to think small. Because what they want to improve is, we want new systems. We want to have to improve our communication. But that's not something you can do yourself. So that's what we also learned then. Yeah. And that's what DLL told me also, that it's that with the game, they focus just on what can you do? What's your impact on customer experience? Yeah. What can you do yourself?
I think it's amazing. And I think one of the things we need to tell is that, of course, we're showing now the offline game, the real life, we are together in a room game. And then COVID happened, Babs, and also with DLL, because they're a global company. So working multidisciplinary, they cannot fly everybody in. First of all, it's too expensive. Second of all, it's not good for the planet. Or it's not good for the planet, it's not. So things, priorities change. But let's be honest. So, of course, COVID happened, and we were first really reluctant how to bring it online. But of course, we did. And I think we're both a little bit amazed of how it works. Because so we've got the offline, real-life game, and the real life and getting it together into a room, yes, it has a different magic. But we also have it online. Can you tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was also DLL who asked me, can we play this online? And in the beginning, we said, no, it is impossible. How do we do that? But yeah, COVID lasted a little bit longer than we thought. And then they came again after half a year, I think. And then I said, okay, but maybe we can do now because I learned Miro and working with Miro. So in the beginning, I designed a game board, a game environment on Miro myself and started to a trial session with DLL to check if it worked and with other people and with our partners to help and think of it. And it was wonderful, especially at that time because everyone was bored with all, found that online meetings were very boring. Which just was sending and we were interacting. So
for the people that might be thinking, what do I hear? Bob's has a dog and I think the mailman is coming. I have two cats, but they've left me alone for now. But I think the mailman is coming. And what's the name of your dog, Bob's?
Suus.
Suus. Suus is barking a little bit. She'll be quiet in a second. Well, as soon as the mailman is gone again, then the mailman is gone. This is the way it happens. This is life. We're not going to cut it out. Yeah. This is what life is happening. So we also have it online. And I think it's incredible because also the whole process and the whole learning is the same. It's just in a virtual setting. And, and the whole concept around it is the same.
Yeah, especially what the learnings and the result is the same. The only thing is that it's slower because of the... Yeah, I've always said the bumpy roads on the internet and on the Wi-Fi internet connection.
Yeah.
That's the only thing, the trouble.
It's funny, right? That we're online in a digital world and it takes more time. But hey,
it's inspiring and the results are the same. So it is possible.
And I think we can now say after 8 years since we designed it, we play it for more than seven. It's proven that it has results. We have engaged people. They've come to new solutions. Everybody has those heydays, we have leadership conferences, they have their change programs. Feel free to reach out to you. We've promoted our game now enough. We wanted to describe because we get so many questions, what is this game? And I wanted to have a podcast on that because I think it is a brilliant way, it's a brilliant product that you can use in your toolbox to use or when you have a leadership event, please reach out to us. I also know we're taping this now in the end of April, and I'm going to put it live in May. We have a session, an open game. We plan it more often for the people that listen to it later. But we have, when is it planned, Babs? When is the next open game planned where people can have a look? I think, is
June
it the 19th?
I think.
Yeah, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. But also when you listen after this and you're interested, please feel free to reach out to Babs because we often offer these open game sessions and we'll update it on the link when there's new ones. So enough about our promotional part. If you have a leadership event and you think, oh, we need this, or if you have, you want to train your own team, I think it's important for you to know we've played it all around the world. For me, a highlight from last year was that I was invited by the Shell CX team to play it with their all of their CX ambassadors, their champions in the Philippines at their CX event. One of the highlights for you last year or this year, Babs?
Yeah, that was on a boat from De Zonnebloem. That's a charity.
Yeah. The Sunflower.
They have their own boat. So I had, they had an employee team day there for all their employees. Yeah. And that was so great because of the location.
Yeah, we've had the honor of playing and training people at a university. I went to Australia, trained a whole team for their leadership event. You just trained a team for Holiday Inn. I put it on LinkedIn. We're now having a new partnership with two Mexican partners I'm traveling to the States tomorrow to train them on Monday. And I think it's great and we're very proud and we think there's more to be gained from the game. So we'll just keep going. But let's get back to other topic of gamification, not just the game, mm-hmm. but gamification as a concept. Because I think it's important that we help you as a CX leader to put more fun and gamification in our program. So how can gamification encourage collaboration and knowledge sharing, for example, amongst team members?
Now, I think what they can do themselves is, for example, start every meeting with a customer story. You yeah. only have to take 1 or 2 minutes to do that. But when you do that, you always start a meeting with the customer in mind.
Yeah.
We all earlier said that teams doesn't talk, they only talk about, they have lots of meetings, so they don't talk about customers, only about internal hassle.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good one. And you know, when they have work participants in the games, they can use that kind of questions. And what I think they also can do is, now maybe I can share on us an example from an assignment, which you really can do yeah. on your team, is pick your phone, look at all the yeah. pictures you have on your phone, and pick one of the pictures which represents the customer experience you now give to your customers.
And talk about it.
That's really fun. I did it yesterday. And there are much more different stories than when you only say, oh, what's the customer experience we deliver to our customers? No, we do it yeah. great. But when they yeah. are going to learn to talk about, you can also make a drawing, you can take pictures, you can do yeah. that, all the things. And you are going to, it stimulates you to think in a different way.
Yeah, it's also like a vehicle. Yeah. What I really like, during the game, we have like several different kinds of questions and assignments that we've learned and we use. And I use them also in other workshops that I give, like a drawing assignment, more like a role play assignment, picture assignments. But it, I think it's important that if you use these vehicles to get people a different way, but it's also very what I've learned. And I don't know that if you're instructive, do this, and you give them a small time limit, they don't have the time and the space to start resisting. Oh, I don't know if I want to do this. They start doing it. And I think that yeah. really gets people going. And I think yeah. we need to be better instructive, but also being more daring in the assignments that we give to get people out of their comfort zones. And that yeah. is because their comfort zone is functional and we think about customers, we're like, whoa. But if you do it different, it is fun. Because if you look at the gamification, like we see that all organizations wanting a culture of innovation. It's so important. How can we help cultivate this mindset?
I think that what I've thought about it, and I think what it's important is that you start doing, but how do you do that? That it's not only important for CX professionals, and if it's leadership or whatever, that you do not only learn and develop yourself in customer experience itself, but that you also learn to facilitate workshops, to learn more about being an innovator, to learn yeah. about creative problem solving or that kind of thing. So you need different skills, not only yeah. knowing everything about customer experience, but also how to be an innovator, because that's what you are.
Yeah, I think also we need that language. Yeah. You yeah. could say we're going to play a little game. No, we have a serious game. So it's also about language. And I really like you've done several courses and I keep also innovating myself and being challenged. For example, I did a course of dagvoorzitter, day of emceeing. And that was really about how do you design a workshop? How do you, yeah. so what choices can you make? And one of the things I learned is that we need more white space in between where people can, and different varieties of like individual thinking, group thinking, duo thinking, drawing, and you've done creative change maker programs and keep innovating. So I think that is a real good tip that you give. We're also going really fast in time.
One thing, use limited time.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes, you have to have the right assignments. Within 5 minutes, you have lots of results. You could also stretch that to 1 hour, but then the flow is going.
Yeah. And too much time. Yeah, use a time box. Yeah, it's also what we see at my masterclass. One of the assignments we do is a design thinking challenge. And of course, we go through the double diamond. And I always say we have 4 times 5 minutes. For every phase of the diamond, yeah. I say 5 minutes. And people look like, I don't know. And I said, I'm going to give you, and I'm going to put that cadence in. And in 20 minutes, they can make it work. So it's 4 times 5 minutes. So it's really about how do you construct your workshop? And I think there should be a lot of thinking. We maybe are a little bit too easy. We just put a post, couple of post-its and we do. No, really get into designing your workshops. I really love the book Game Storming, for example, how you have all kinds of methodologies you have that you can put in. And we're now giving you extras, right? Yeah. We talked about our game, but there's so much more we can do in making our workshops, our interactions with our teams in a better way. And make sure that you dive a little bit deeper. And I think your suggestion, how to innovate workshops better, put time constraints in, but also use what's already there. So game storming is great. Do you have other suggestions where they might get like great formats?
Yeah, I have a book, but it's only in Dutch.
Creativiteit doesn't come from a book, but creativiteit komt niet uit een boekje. For the people that are Dutch, that are listening, that is great.
Google it. There are lots of websites and other people who share all kinds of workshops. And I thought we have a canvas. Maybe we can put it in the show notes
too. We have a canvas? Oh yeah, we have a canvas. How to work on a... Are we going to give it away or should they reach out to us? What do you think?
No, that's reach out to us, then we can give it.
Okay, so this is a special for us. I'm going to put Bob's LinkedIn in the show notes. If you want that canvas, how to design a creative workshop, she sends it to you. If you reach out to
examples that you can try.
Oh, it's really practical. Yeah. Yeah. We created that as a bonus for people that are curious. We really want to get you going. We're here to help you. And of course, if you want to take it to the next level, we also have solutions. But I think already we want to get you thinking because we've got so much experience. Time is almost running out. I always finish my conversation with two questions. What is a habit that you developed and practice that really delivers your, well, CX or results?
Yeah, keep on drawing and being creative. And walking a lot to keep my head empty. So that's the creativity still is in my life. Because when I'm too busy, the creativity...
Yeah, it dies, huh? Yeah. If you don't have the space, creativity dies. So go out while walking. We have that in common. But you are very active in drawing.
And just doodling is also being creative.
And doodling. Also just doodle. So I hope that people doodled this. All right. Then the last one. Which book or podcast or video do you recommend the listener to spend time on to spice up their leadership?
Yeah, I had the book you already mentioned, Game Storming, because I thought that was...
Oh, really? Basic. Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
I thought, because that's a playbook for innovators, rule breakers, and change makers with lots of examples. This is in English, so everyone who's listening to it can do it. But I think there are lots of... And I want to add one thing. I already sent the link. It's a video. I've seen it lots of times, but when I use it in my workshop, people not often have seen it. None of them, most of the time. There are lots of videos which you can use who really can have...
What is the video? What's this video?
To have that click. And it's a video with a blind man. And it's all about... It shows what the effect is of using different words.
Okay.
We'll put it in the show notes and people can see it.
So you send it to me?
A video from a blind man. And I've sent it to it. I've sent it to me. So you can put it in... But that helps really let them think.
Oh, thank you so...
That's what I want.
Much. The tip is to keep on walking, doodling, buy the book Game Storming, also look it up online, and we have this great video about creativity. Thank you so much, Bubs. I'm really happy to share this episode of the podcast with you. It's May, and I've had some suggestions from people that say, Nienke, a weekly podcast is too much. So I'm going to go back to bi-weekly. People cannot keep up with me. I just found a cadence in the way that I deliver my podcast, but this is going to be a bi-weekly podcast from now on. I don't want to put too much pressure on you to listen everything. Bi-weekly from now. And I really love all the engagement. And I want to thank you, Bubs, for being my guest, for sharing your gamification wisdom, and for being such a great business partner, my business bestie for so many years.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And I did it in English.
She did it. Yay. Okay. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CX Leadership Talks. Nienke is a customer experience speaker and educator. She has written books and spoken and educated leaders all around the world. She's one of the global thought leaders in the field. We hope you've enjoyed this show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, you can also find us on YouTube and LinkedIn and ninkabloom.com. Thanks again for joining us today, and we'll see you next time on CX Leadership Talks.